Welcome back to the Roundtables Live broadcast from the Lindy Center on the campus of Tanglewood. She's being called one of North America's most innovative music educators. Sue Elliott was appointed Tanglewood Learning Institute Director in August of last year, and she's a new face on the scene here.
Prior to joining the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Sue launched and led the world's first online professional development certificate and accreditation program for private music teachers at all stages of their careers at the Royal Conservatory of Music in her hometown of Toronto, Canada. She's also worked with Seattle Opera and spent 10 years at Houston Grand Opera.
She is an accomplished clarinetist and pianist, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Sue Elliott to the Roundtable on this most special of days. Congratulations, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, welcome to the team. This is very nice to have you.
It's been a wonderful 9 months working with team members at the Boston Symphony and our trustees to prepare both this wonderful Lindy Center for Music and Learning and all of the Tanglewood Learning Institute programming for our summer season.
So talk a little bit about the mission. We've talked, just so you know, we've talked a little bit, we've talked about the building itself. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Mark about the overall vision. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk to you about the programs and what's going on and this as a year-round facility of what actually people can expect from this institute.
Yes. Well, we're just getting started. I think that's a really important thing. And I have shared with my colleagues almost since I arrived that for us to realize the aspiration of a learning institute, we also have to be learners ourselves. And so you'll see we have a really exciting lineup of a variety of programs for this inaugural summer season. And we'll see some changes when we get to the fall, winter, spring out here in the Berkshires. And we'll also be launching TLI in Boston for fall, winter, mm-hmm. spring this fall. And, you know, in general, we are seeking to connect with curious adults. We know that many curious adults already know and love Tanglewood, and in many cases, they're, you know, multiple generations of families who've been coming here. But we also have a great opportunity now to take this enormous resource of great human energy and expand in ways that allow us to serve more people, to bring new people to campus, and most of all, to build communities in order to create a more civil society. You know, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, its stock in trade is exceptional musical performances. Right. And when audiences come together with us, either at Symphony Hall, here at Tanglewood, or on many of the tours that we do, they're listening. And I think that the skill of listening is making a bit of a disappearing act in our society today. And when I think about some of the things that the Tanglewood Learning Institute can accomplish, maybe at the heart of it is helping us remember how to listen well, not just to music, but to each other. And so as folks can see, we have not only programming to open up more classical music experiences. We have keynote speakers coming to Tanglewood this summer. We have, in collaboration with IS 183 Art School of the Berkshires, a program on Saturday mornings for amateur visual artists who can, while they're listening to the open rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra on Saturday mornings, enjoy the splendor of this campus and receive instruction from faculty artists from IS 183. Plus a Sunday cinema series, again, tied in some ways to the repertoire that's being performed here on campus this summer, but it's not certainly a requirement or even necessary that folks would have to know anything about that repertoire to come and enjoy some of our film.
Wait. So you come and you watch a film?
Yes.
But you also appreciate the music?
It depends. Each Sunday night film has been selected because of a relationship to something we're performing. So as an example, the night after we perform Verdi's Requiem, sure. his Mass for the Dead at the Shed, the next night we're going to exhibit a documentary film called Defiant Requiem, which traces the performances of that particular piece at the Theresienstadt concentration camp during World War II.
Whoa.
This Sunday, in fact, we have a completely different relationship with music and film. We are showing Tous les matins du monde, which is a film that explores the life story of Marin Marais, an exceptional viol player and composer. And he really was a contemporary of Johann Sebastian Bach. And the next the next afternoon, we have performed by the Tanglewood Music Center Fellows, a program of Bach cantatas. So you come and see the Tous les matins du monde, which you enjoy as a film all on its own, and you've been immersed in the world of Bach in a way that helps you appreciate the cantata's performance even more.
So your main thing in life, it seems to me, is that you have to be like a great utility player on a baseball team. You have to know your opportunities and take them.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's a compliment. Yes. You know, I think my stock in trade is making connections that aren't always obvious.
Yes.
You know, another example of that, again, tied to Verdi's Requiem. Giuseppe Verdi played a role in the unification of Italy from independent nation states to the unified country that we know today in the 19th century, in part because of the plots of his operas, but also because he was a political activist. And so in thinking about Verdi's impact on life in Italy in the 19th century, we wanted to explore the concept of nation building here in the world today. And so we were very grateful to be able to engage Secretary of State Madeleine Albright to come and give us her take on that. So that's the here and now. But we have at the Shed, you know, the next weekend, Verdi's Requiem.
Here's a bad question.
Okay, bad question.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No.
Only because it piques my interest, and that is, you said engage her. That means hire her, right?
Yes.
Oh, you got to pay her.
Yes, we. It's important for us to respect all of the people.
People want money for some reason. I don't know.
You know, so yes, we believe in fair compensation for what people contribute to life here on the Tanglewood campus.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, when you think of what you have to pay a soloist mm-hmm. to come here, it's mm-hmm. a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Get
yeah,
it?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's really important to honor everyone's contribution to what it is we offer here. And I will say that if there's anybody out there who wants a ticket, they better get it now, because we are so fully sold inside Ozawa Hall that we've already had to open up lawn seating.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate that there's a lot of interest in that.
I just want to take a moment to say that Madeleine Albright now has lawn seating. That is awesome.
Exactly. And, you know,
it's so awesome.
I was on a conference call with her advance team yesterday and the day before, and that was a new addition because tickets have been selling so well. And so when I told her team that that was what was going to be a part of it, and I actually, while we were talking on the phone, I sent them a photograph of what it's like looking from the stage of Ozawa up through that back door with all of those people on the lawn, and they were speechless.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when this is our goal.
Right.
Having all of these people together in whatever way they want to come together to share ideas, to have conversations, and to ask and maybe sometimes answer big questions.
So my question now is, of course, one of the most intriguing thing for those of us who live in the Berkshires year-round mm-hmm. is what's going to happen in the winter.
Yes.
We keep hearing that things may happen here in the winter, and there your opportunities, as Plunkett of Tammany Hall once put it, you got to see that opportunity, and you got to know what you're going to do. You have any idea yet?
I do, but they're still secret. To plan almost 140 events this summer on the Tanglewood campus, in addition to everything else that's going on, has taken a good chunk of the last 9 months of my time. And we are now hard at work on all that will happen here in the fall, winter, spring. And you used the word may happen, and I would like to shift that to the word will happen. We will be here. And some of the programming will continue in a similar fashion. We may have big idea keynote speakers that will be featured at the Lindy Center instead of Ozawa Hall, so you're up close and personal with those folks. We will continue our collaborations with the Berkshire International Film Festival, with our film series, and with IS 183.
And hopefully with WAMC and anything we can do to make your life easier here
okay.
or better, we're in.
Great. What are you doing for the next 48 hours? Because we could use some help at our open houses tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what are the plans? Does that work?
Yes. So tomorrow, our open house starts. You know, we're going to finish up here with a grand opening concert late tonight here at Studio E at the Lindy Center. And 9 a.m., we're going to throw wide the doors.
Right here in the Volpe Studio, you can get temporary tattoos, I learned.
Totally.
That's cool.
That is so Canadian. Throw wide the doors.
Oh, is it?
Yes, I think so.
I think I also may have exactly or closely quoted Serge Koussevitzky
uh-huh.
with that.
A great Canadian. No.
Well, yes, via Russia, I suppose. So yes, we have temporary tattoos. We have an instrument playground. We have some adult-oriented programming, conversations with composers. We are so thrilled to be able to feature students from the Boston University Tanglewood Institute throughout the summer with TLI programming. So they'll be here on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. You know, we've got our trombone quartet, and I have to say, we had an early rehearsal of the trombone quartet up here at the Lindy Center. They were one of the first TMC groups that came to rehearse, and as part of building our team, I've instituted a TLI quote of the day, and the TLI quote of the day for our trombone quartet was that trombone quartets are rarely stealthy. And I think one of the other really exciting things tomorrow at 11 a.m., we are so grateful to have Mark Morris Dance Group with us tonight for the opening concert at the Lindy Center. Mark is actually going to dance with us to dance as part of the program tonight. But tomorrow between 11 and noon, Lauren Grant from his dance group is going to teach a movement and music and movement class. So we've got visual art. We've got more music than our ears may be able to handle at the end of the summer.
No,
we've
such
got
thing. You're good.
Film and cinema. Now we've got dance. And I talked to someone earlier today who said, Sue, when are you going to do poetry? And I said, well, actually, last night when I was doing a sound check for all of the speaking for today's programs, I actually pulled up on my cell phone 17 poems of Wendell Berry, and that's how I did the sound check instead of saying testing 100 million times.
Very nice.
Right?
Yes.
So we got lots planned. We have more open houses on Sunday from 1 to 5. That includes such things as weird and wonderful instruments. The theremin is coming to the Lindy Center. Also, the Mighty Kazoo. We invite at least 500 people to come and play the kazoo with us. And we have the Berkshire's own Sunday Strummers coming to give us a ukulele performance. And they're bringing some extra ukes so that folks can play along.
Oh, good. Is that hard to pick up, or you can kind of...
Well, it's a new instrument that I'm actually learning. All right. You know, I grew up playing clarinet and piano, and I've never played a stringed instrument. I did actually injure myself playing the clarinet, which is what led me into this side of my career, and that was a wonderful thing.
How do you injure yourself?
I was
going to
ask
clarinet.
That.
It seems like there's a story there.
It has to do with Amashore, yes?
No, but that I can see why that would be your first guess.
Were you in a car?
No.
Okay, what happened? I'll stop guessing.
And it wasn't because I got in a fight with a double reed player.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But of course, Mark Volpe is a clarinetist also. And so one has to wonder whether all of this came together in part because of your mutual interest in the clarinet.
It's quite possible. Certainly in my first interview with Mark, we talked quite a bit about clarinetists we've known and loved. But actually, I think at last count, there are 9 or 10 clarinet players who work on the BSO staff.
Wow.
So
it showed you.
What's that telling us?
Yes.
You, Mark Volpe likes clarinetists.
Yes. Or they're the best people for the job.
There.
You know?
There you go.
That's what Brahms thought,
I think.
Right? The viola was an afterthought with the sonatas.
I have to say, we're just about out of time, but I have to say, your energy and your excitement is just infectious.
Okay.
It's lovely to have you this excited about what's going on here, because it is so exciting.
Well, thank you. We cannot wait to welcome everyone to the Lindy Center, both in the summer and in our fall, winter, spring. And I further in that invitation, I want to welcome people to come and learn with us, not by us.
Yeah. And kazoos. I mean,
right?
You know, what more can you ask for?
Nothing. The only thing maybe better than kazoos, but slightly harder to do in a 45-minute session, would be banjos.
Oh,
he's the banjo player. Yeah.
There we are. Well, maybe that'll be for summer number 2.
More information on the Tanglewood Learning Institute can be found at tli.org and, of course, tanglewood.org. Sue Elliott, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for a great debut. We'll see you here.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from Vischer Ferry General Store.